This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability fiscal for a claimant by the name of Melissa J. Saldana. Date of birth, September the 4th, 1981. Case ID number 5489378. Date of exam, December the 5th, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, Doctor's Hospital at the Renaissance, dated 12/29/2022, and medical records from Dr. Alfredo Lopez Jr., dated 2/14/23 and 11/6/2023. Identifying information, this is a 42-year-old single female with one grown daughter, who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of lumbar sacral back disc bulge times 2, comma, carpal tunnel syndrome / fibromyalgia / knee pain, comma, anxiety / depression, comma, hypertension, comma, and migraine headache / vertical, period. The claimant is presently employed as a self-employed caterer that she's been doing for approximately 1 year. She was a substitute teacher for 12 years, and she worked in a store while she also worked as a substitute teacher. During the time that she worked 8 hours per day, 7 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. She also worked as a provider for 7 years. At the present time, she lives in a house, and she is not receiving disability benefits. Allegations number 1, lumbar sacral back pain with bulging disc times 2. Number 2, carpal tunnel syndrome bilaterally with fibromyalgia and knee pain. Number 3, anxiety / depression. Number 4, hypertension. And number 5, migraine headache / vertigo. History of allegations number 1, lumbar sacral back bulge times 2. The claimant states that in 2008, she fell while she was skating, and since that time, she has had lumbar sacral back pain, which radiates down to her left leg. She states the character of the pain as a stabbing, aching pain on the left side of her lumbar sacral back area. An MRI was performed, which indicated that she had a bulging disc of 2 lumbar sacral back discs. However, the claimant does not know exactly which discs were affected. Her limitations include being able to walk 1 mile, comma, stand for 2 hours, comma, sit for 3 hours, comma, lift approximately 10 pounds above her head and bend over to pick up clothes. The claimant has no assisted device, and her physician is Dr. Alfredo Lopez. Her daily activities include sleeping, comma, doing light housework, comma, going to the grocery store, comma, cooking, comma, doing the laundry, but no exercise. The claimant physician is Dr. Alfredo Lopez, and she has also seen a chiropractor, but does not recall his name. She denies any physical therapy. The claimant does state that she received manipulation for her back multiple times. At the present time, she's taking Tylenol number 3, 1-PO-BID, PRN for back pain relief. She was diagnosed with a bulging disc of the lumbar sacral back area times 2. Her condition at this time is stable, and she has had no surgeries performed or injections given. Allegation number 2, carpal tunnel syndrome / fibromyalgia / knee pain. The claimant states that since 2010, she has had problems with the left shoulder secondary to calcific tendonitis of the left shoulder and also right knee pain with degenerative joint disease. She also has problems as well with the left knee, but not as bad as the right. In 2003, she was diagnosed with carpal tunnel syndrome and was given bilateral wrist supports but no other surgery or injections were given. She suffers from fibromyalgia and osteoarthritis and states that although no surgeries have been performed, but that she has had MRIs to confirm her diagnoses. The claimant denies any fractures, surgeries, but did have one left shoulder injection of steroid. Her symptoms include swelling, warmth, pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that she feels daily. Her limitations include being able to walk 1 mile, stand for 3 hours, climb 10 steps, and bend over to pick up clothes. She states she cannot squat because of her knees. The claimant is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, use a skillet, sweep a broom, button her clothes and lift approximately 10 pounds above her head. She is unable to open up a jar top. She has no other assist devices that she brought with her today. Her physician is Dr. Salvador Mendez. She also saw Dr. Rodriguez. The claimant was on meloxicam, 15 milligrams QD, but states at this time that she's taking acetaminophen number 3, 1 POBID instead. She also takes gabapentin, 100 milligrams QHS at night for nerve pain. The claimant states that she is very active and states that although she has fibromyalgia and aches and pains, she continues to work and is self-employed in her catering business. Her condition appears to be stable at this time. Allegation number 3, anxiety/depression. The claimant states that in 1990, she started to have problems with anxiety and severe depression. The claimant is presently on fluoxetine, 40 milligrams QD, which she states does help her. And she does have family support of her daughter. The claimant states that she has sadness, crying spells, depression, panic attacks, insomnia, increased appetite, and occasionally has poor hygiene, but does bathe every day and appears to be somewhat well-groomed. She also states that she brushes her teeth every day. The claimant denies any violent acts, homicidal thoughts, apathy, decreased motivation or concentration, or anger spells. Her mental status appeared to be normal at this time. Her general appearance appeared to be well kept, and she was wearing casual attire. She had a very happy, normal mood and appeared to be very positive and talkative, and also appears to be a very giving and considerate person. She was very cooperative and had good eye contact with me and was very alert. She was oriented times 4. And her attention and concentration was good, and she had normal mannerisms. Her speech was within normal limits, and her speech clarity, tone, articulation appeared to be somewhat positive and upbeat and appeared to be a very happy, content female. Her memory was intact, and her thought processes were normal. She did not have any dissociated symptoms noted. There was no abnormalities reported on thought content. The claimant states in the past that she has seen shadows and heard voices. She did try to commit suicide twice by cutting herself on the wrist and was hospitalized back in 1990 for suicidal attempt. She denies any homicidal thoughts at this time, and her effect appears to be normal. She is presently a single mother. She was not married to the father, who she states was unstable and had multiple psychological problems himself. They were together for 1 year but were never married. She denies any substance abuse. And she states her daughter has been the one that has supported her all this time psychologically, and that the reason why she is continuing to work is because of the love that she has for her daughter. And apparently work tends to help her out, and she feels good about herself. Her condition at this time appears to be stable, and it is being treated. It's guarded because she has attempted suicide in the past, but appears to be functioning well at this time. Allegation number four, hypertension. The claimant states that in 2014, she was having symptoms of chest pain, shortness of breath, and temporal headaches, but no blurred vision. She denies any in-organ damage, such as myocardial infarction or cerebral vascular accident, but states that she did have a trans-ischemic attack where her face was somewhat numb, which disappeared within hours. She denies any nephropathy. She is presently on nifedipine 60 milligrams QD. Her blood pressure at this visit was 142 over 94 mmHg, which is borderline high. She appears to be fairly well controlled. Allegation number five, migraine headaches / vertigo. The claimant states that in 2000, she was having problems with migraine headaches and vertigo. She states the character of the pain was a pressure pain located in the temporal areas, which would last for approximately 2 hours. And she states that she would have 4 migraine headaches per month. The associated symptoms include nausea, vomiting, photophobia, and vertigo. She denies any paresthesias, scalp tenderness, or poor vision. The claimant was diagnosed with migraine headaches and vertigo. She takes Excedrin 500 milligrams BID when she does have the headaches, and states that it takes approximately 2 hours for the headaches to go away. She also suffers from vertigo and is presently on meclizine 25 milligrams TID, which appears to be controlling her symptoms. Her condition is stable at this time. Family history, non-pertinent at this time. Medications, fluoxetine 40 milligrams, 1 pill QD, gabapentin 100 milligrams POQHS, meclizine 25 milligrams 1 pill TID, nifedipine ER 60 milligrams 1 pill QD, alprazolam 0.5 milligrams POBID, benzonate 100 milligrams TID, loratadine 10 milligrams QD, montelukast 70 milligrams QD, acetaminophen number 3 1 pill BID, ondansetron 44 milligrams TID for nausea, omeprazole 40 milligrams QD. Medical problems, hypertension, lumbar sacral back pain with 2 bulging discs of the lumbar sacral area times 2, morbid obesity, history of questionable trans-ischemic attack, osteoarthritis of the right knee with crepitus of the left knee, bilateral carpal tunnel syndrome of both wrists, knee pain secondary to degenerative joint disease, fibromyalgia, vertigo, and migraine headaches. Major surgery, C-section in 2002. Social history, tobacco. The claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, claimant denies any use of marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 98.0 Fahrenheit, weight 234 pounds, height 5 feet 1.5 inches tall, BP 142 over 94 mmHg, heart rate 70 beats per minute, respiration 14 respirations per minute, BMI 43.5. General, this is a 42-year-old female who appears to be her stated age and is in no acute distress. She also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you drop down to H-E-E-N-T? The last sentence, visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected is 20/30, pinhole is 20/30, OS uncorrected is 20/50, pinhole is 20/40, binocular uncorrected is 20/25. Could you drop down to extremities? Extremities after the last sentence. The claimant had crepitus sounds in her left knee. However, the claimant is complaining of right knee pain but has a normal physical exam, and her knee is stable at this time. Could you drop down to neurological? The claimant was alert and oriented times three and had good eye contact with me. Her speech was fluent and her mood was appropriate for the time and appeared to be very happy and content. She did have clear thought processes and her memory was normal. Concentration was good and she was oriented to time, place, person, and situation. Reflexes of the patellar were 2+ bilaterally as well as normal reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Could you please drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant had no palpable muscle spasms or tenderness except for some mild discomfort of the lumbar sacral back area. No joint swelling, erythema, effusion, or other deformity was noted. There is normal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine, and the claimant was able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the left upper extremities and lower extremities. However, the claimant does have some mild decreased range of motion of the right shoulder secondary to impingement syndrome. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting and supine position was normal. Sensory exam was normal to light touch throughout the body. There is normal range of motion and strength of both knees. The claimant did have difficulty in squatting and getting up on her own. No difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table without difficulty. The claimant had no difficulty in walking on her heels and toes, as well as being able to walk at a normal tandem rate. She could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assisted devices, she requires no assisted devices at this time. Grip strength was +4/5 for the right side and +5/5 for the left. Cranial nerves 2-12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were normal. Sensory exam was normal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was normal. There is no evidence of muscle wasting or muscle spasms. Muscle strength was plus 5 over 5 for all tested areas, except for the right hand, which was plus 4 over 5. Fine and dexterous finger control is normal bilaterally. The claimant does suffer from mild carpal tunnel syndrome, but appears to have a normal physical exam at this time. Functional x-rays of the lumbar sacral spine, no acute findings. X-rays of the right knee, no acute findings. X-rays of the left knee, no acute findings. Functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. She hears and speaks well. There is mild evidence of joint deformity, bone and tissue destruction in the form of degenerative joint disease and mild carpal tunnel syndrome of both hands, but especially of the right side. She is able to heel toe and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally at plus 4 over 5 for the right side and plus 5 over 5 for the left. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting but some mild fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in her visual fields and minor limitations in her visual acuity. She is able to communicate very well without limitations but does have some restricted limitations in her workplace environment, secondary to right shoulder tendonitis with mild bilateral carpal tunnel, especially of the right side. Probable diagnoses. Number one, lumbar sacral back bulging disc times 2 of the lumbar sacral back area. Normal physical exam. Allegation number 2, bilateral carpal tunnel syndrome / fibromyalgia / knee pain. The claimant does appear to have some mild carpal tunnel syndrome, especially of the right side, but physical exam was completely normal. She states that she suffers from fibromyalgia and knee pain. She does have crepitus of the left knee. However, she states it's the right knee that's bothering her. X-rays do show that she has degenerative joint disease. Allegation number 3, anxiety / depression. Being treated at this time appears to be fairly normal. Has good support of the daughter and apparently working has helped her to continue getting better from her depression. Allegation number 4, hypertension. Blood pressure was 152 over 94 mmHg, which is borderline high. She is being treated at this time and appears to be fairly stable. Number 5, migraine headache / vertigo. Being treated at this time, the migraine headaches might be coming from her hypertension. However, she does have signs of regular migraine headaches. Her vertigo is being treated with meclizine, which appears to be controlling her symptoms at this time. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Melissa J. Saldana.